Morning, Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners on the land in which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. I formally declare this meeting of the Council of the City of Perth open. Are there any apologies?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner Lunsden and Ms. Moore, the Director of Community and Commercial Services, are an apology.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Are there any questions from the public?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Yes, I think there is.
Yeah, it's just concerning Jewel House in Godrich Street.
Excuse me, would you please identify yourself?
I'm Paul Turner of Hay Park Circle in East Perth, resident with Foundation Housing, used to be chairman of the Tenants Advisory Group with Foundation Housing, and just concerned about the homeless situation in the City of Perth Randwick area. I know the City of Perth have done a lot in the past, but I was just wondering about the Jewel House in Godrich Street that could be resurrected as accommodation.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Anybody like to comment or?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. CEO?
Deputy Chair, I would need to take that one on notice and get back to the gentleman. I apologise. I don't know the current status of that property and any restrictions. I'm not sure if another director has any information on that.
Mr. CEO, it is obviously a state government property. I understand there have been various actions around future use. Be best to take it on notice that we can speak to the state government and understand their plans for Jewel House.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The CEO has just suggested that we obtain your name and address and that we'll make direct contact with you. Thank you. Just to the point of homelessness in the city CBD, could I please advise that this issue is seen as a very high priority in the city. The city is working closely with the community sector around identifying actions to be taken across all levels of government and the community sector. I think without being able to be specific at this point of time, that you can look forward to some actions on behalf of a number of parties to help address this increasing issue in the Perth CBD and surrounds. Thank you for the question. Are there any deputations this evening?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
And are there any commissioners on leave of absence or requests for leave of absence?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Thank you. I'd like to move to item 6, the confirmation of the minutes, that Council confirm the minutes of the special Council meeting held on the 20th of December 2018, the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of February 2019 and the agenda briefing session held on the 19th of March 2019 as a true and correct record. Is there a mover, please?
Through you, Madam Chair, the special council meeting 20th of December, was that not the in January 2019?
Well, we have met since then, so I'll just...
Through the Chair? No, it was not, so hence why it's been asked to be moved today.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Do I have a mover? Thank you, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. All those in favour? All those against? Carried. Thank you. There are no announcements by the Deputy Chair Commissioner today. Could I move to item 8, please, the disclosure of the members' interests? Firstly, the broad question, does any commissioner or employee wish to disclose an interest in its nature in any item contained within the agenda, noting that I have declared an interest relating to item 13.3, the key sector development sponsorship for the Chamber of Arts. It should read Arts and Culture WA. The nature of the interest is an impartiality interest, as I'm a board member of the Chamber of Arts and Culture WA, and I would declare that this interest is insignificant. Are there any other commissioners or employees wishing to declare an interest? Noted, no further declarations have been made. Move to item 9. Are there any questions on which notice has been given?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Has any correspondence been received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Have any petitions been received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Moving to item 12, are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed?
Yes, Deputy Chair, Commissioner. In accordance with Section 523(2) of the Local Government Act 1995, should a commissioner wish to discuss the content of the confidential attachments in relation to items 13.7, it is recommended that Council resolve to close the meeting to the public prior to discussion of the item.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Commissioner Hammond, do you wish to have the meeting closed for that item?
No, Chair.
Thank you, neither do I. So we'll move now to the en bloc motions. That with the exception of items 13.2, 13.3, Commissioner McMath's interest declared, 13.9, 13.11, where an absolute majority is required, and 13.13, where an absolute majority is required, which are to be considered separately, the officer recommendations for the remaining items, 13.1, 13.4 to 13.8, 13.10 and 13.12 be adopted by Council en bloc by an absolute majority decision.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'm happy to second that from the Chair. All those in favour? And nil against.
Carried by an absolute majority.
Carried by an absolute majority. Thank you. For the benefit of the public gallery, those items that have been identified have been passed as per the recommendations contained in the agenda. You are very welcome to leave the chamber or stay to observe the remainder of the proceedings. Moving to agenda item 13.2, this item relates to 581 to 583 lots 6 and 36 Murray Street, West Perth. Change of use for level 1 to a dog daycare centre, unlisted use in brackets, and a shop in brackets retail general use, including minor works and signage. Would somebody move, please?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'd like to move that this matter be deferred pending some further information regarding the effectiveness of noise mitigation and also possibly the inspection of a similar land use in a high density area so as we can get an understanding of how the noise is managed.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I'm happy to second that motion. Would you like to speak further to that, please, Commissioner
Yes, look,
Hammond?
I'm certainly looking for reasons to approve this motion and certainly not to decline it. However, it's clear that the most pressing and valid planning consideration is noise, and I'm not convinced that compliance with the noise regulations in a high-density residential area is essentially going to protect the amenity. So instead of saying no, I think it's important that we get out and have a look, have a close look, and come back to the next meeting so we can make a more informed decision.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. All those in favour? Nil against. Motion carried. Moving to agenda item 13.3, the Key Sector Development Sponsorship, Chamber of Arts and Culture WA, of which the Chair has declared an impartiality interest. Do I have...
I'll move.
Yep. Commissioner Hammond moved.
Yep.
And I'm happy to second this motion. Would you like to speak to it, Commissioner Hammond?
No.
Thank you. I would also like to... I would like to add that I had absolutely no involvement whatsoever as a board member in this submission. However, as a commissioner, I would like to recognise the importance of this group in supporting the development of Chamber of Arts in West Australia, and believe that it is worthy of supporting the recommendations of the administration. So all those in favour? Nil against. Carried. Thank you. Moving now to agenda item 13.9, the Moore Street level crossing closure. Would somebody move?
So moved.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'm happy to second from the Chair. Commissioner Hammond, would you like to speak to this item?
Yes, look, it's been a long-standing debate between the City of Perth and the State Government, and I'm really delighted to see that both parties have moved their position, and with the good efforts of the CEO and staff, we've come to a negotiated solution that's going to benefit all parties. So I'm standing at the railway crossing today. There's that many trains going across it, it's almost closed anyway. So that we've been able to leverage some funds for community safety and for better two-way access for Moore Street, I think is a win for all concerned.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I'd like to add my comments, having been down on site with Commissioner Hammond and the CEO. I think this is an important closure for the reasons of safety, especially when the Forest Field line commences operations from the airport. The ideal situation would be a significant investment of capital expenditure for a road, pedestrian and cycle overpass. However, the pragmatic approach to addressing the safety issues is outlined in this recommendation. So, Mr. CEO, are there any further comments to add? I know that this has been the subject of negotiation quite recently.
Through you, Deputy Chair, I have received in writing a strong indication that the item 5 in the recommendation is likely to be funded from the PTA, and it will be subject to a legal agreement being prepared. So from my perspective, I think tonight's resolution will see the matter closed from a council perspective, and it will now be an operational matter to resolve.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. All those in favour? Nil against. Motion carried. Thank you very much for your effort in resolving that issue. Mr. Jorgensen. Could I please move to agenda item 13.11? This is the budget reprioritisation allocating funds to the Hampton Road parklet trial. This requires an absolute majority. Do I have a mover? No, I'm happy to second. Commissioner Hammond, any discussion?
No, just happy to see this is proceeding, and I'm certainly very pleased with the way that the local shopholders have been engaged by city staff and the cooperation between divisions in the context of that alignment between economic development and also engineering.
Yeah. Thank you. I concur with those comments. It's really good to see this parklet policy being put to being tested. So thank you very much to the administration for bringing that forward. All those in favour? Nil against, motion carried. Moving now to agenda item 13.12. I'm sorry, I beg your pardon, that was an on block. 13.13, this is the adoption of the City of Perth Outdoor Dining Local Laws 2019.
Excuse me, for some reason yours is not stamped on block.
Oh, is that one there?
Yes.
I beg your pardon. So no. That has been...
That should be stamped on block.
Okay. The CEO has just pointed out that on my agenda item 13.13, let me just make sure. No, it needs an absolute majority.
You did take it by an absolute majority when it was adopted.
Oh, I see.
And same with 13.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I had understood that where there was an absolute majority required for 13.11 and 13.13 that it needed to be specifically done, but I've been advised that no, that that was handled en bloc. So my apologies for taking up more time that was necessary. Having said that, I'm absolutely delighted that we're adopting the City of Perth Outdoor Dining Local Law and won't miss the opportunity to say that for the minutes. Thank you. Could we move now to item 14? Have any notices of motion been received, Mr. CEO?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
And have any items of urgent business been received?
No, Deputy Chair, Commissioner.
Thank you. I think that concludes the agenda for this evening. I'd very much like to thank the member of the public for the question regarding homelessness. It's a very important issue and appreciate your attention to that as we have. And I'd also like to thank the members of the public for attending this evening. I now declare the meeting closed. Thank you.